sorry, Taoiseach.
If I told you once, I must have told you four times to bring that file.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Right, might as well go up and get it myself, so...
Sorry.
Excuse me there. It's yourself, Deputy.
Taoiseach, I'm just going up to the
third floor. Snap!
What a coincidence. A nice tie, by the way.
I see you're also wearing a green one. Bit of a coincidence, Michal.
Born in the USA, I was born...
My God, that's a bit...
Awkward, yes. But it's just a Bruce Springsteen in my favourite, so he was in my...
The boss is my favourite.
No.
So that's why it was in my...
That's incredible.
Imagine if anyone saw the two of us, Michal. Looking the same, sounding the same.
Yeah, but very different at the core.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes.
Very, 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 very different at the core.
In fact, I work on my cores most morning with a bit of yoga.
Yoga?
What?
Wow, not again. Jenny Mac, we even fold up in the same direction.
Anyway, I shouldn't even be in this lift, you know. My aide left a file upstairs.
Yes, the same thing happened to me.
If I told him once, I must have told him four times to bring that file.
What?
I said to him, right, I may as well go up and get it myself.
This is incredible.
I have nothing more to say.
It is a similarity that dare not speak its name.
We must drop this now. This is very dangerous.
I agree. We just get to our floor and go our separate ways.
Yes.
It's the way it should be.
Taoiseach?
Yes?
Did you have...
Sorry?
Do you have your arm around my waist?
Yes, I do.
Don't let go.
Higher, Alan, higher!
I can't reach any higher. I need a longer ladder.
Shut up! Joanna Tuffy managed it. I can see her up there grinning down at me. I want my face to be on top of hers, Alan. It's the natural order.
Well, we need to get a cherry picker, though. Or maybe I can take this one down at Jan O'Sullivan, inviting people to a coffee morning on the dangers of vitamin C deficiency and dogs, eh?
That's quite low down the pole, though. Look, just put it over the stop sign. That'll do fine. We can't waste any more time out here putting up posters.
Look. If you want me to smash a few posters, I can do it for you, Joan.
No, Alan.
I have the power.
No means no. Thanks, Alan. You're so obedient.
All right, listen. Do you want me to carry it back in my arms?
No.
I've been working out, punching Maddie McGrath posters and shouting at the telly.
No.
Come on!
I'm going to walk back quickly. I need to get my Christmas card signed and sent out.
Hold on a sec. In February?
I plan to be around for some time. I need to get things done early, Alan.
Listen to me. I'm carrying you, and that's it.
Well, I'm carrying half the party, except for Rabbit, of course. He got carried away.
Ron!
What are you doing,
Alan? I have the power!
No!
Power is the drone!
Alan, put me down! You can't do that!
Don't struggle, John!
Oh, my
you're
God.
Upsetting the balance of
you're
power!
You're going to drop me into the... No!
John, you're going...
Oh, my God!
All right.
Not again!
I can go and get the canoe, John!
Just forget it! Go away, Alan! Just go away!
Very exciting stuff. This is the moment as the Taoiseach now enters the Oras to dissolve the 31st Dáil.
Your Excellency, the Taoiseach and the Kenny.
Leave it there, Michael.
One is delighted to receive one's Prime Minister for this most auspicious and important responsibility of one's office.
That's mighty hospitable, Michael D, with the emphasis on spittle.
Your Excellency, would you fine?
I would like to formally ask you to dissolve the Dáil.
Oh, yes.
Some of us have to get re-elected every 5 years rather than seven for the more ceremonial, powerless roles, you see.
Thank you, Mr. Excellency.
This particular Dáil one would like to dissolve in sulfuric acid, Prime Minister. Let us pose for an official photograph.
Oh, my pleasure.
What a great honour this is.
Thank you.
For you.
Oh, thank you. By the way, I'll be back in a month for a new seal of office. Thank you so much, Excellency.
Oh, don't mention it. The only seal you'll be seeing is the one from the zoo next door. The best wishes to all your representatives.
I mustn't delay you with your important duties. We have to go off now and make promises like cutting taxes, and there's nothing you can do about it, you meddling little...
Thank you, my subject. And I hope Dublin stuff Mayo on Sunday, by the way.
Slán go fall, Your Excellency. And here's hoping Galway United are relegated.
Oh, you... Now, one must go and pen some letters to heads of state. But you enjoy your chicken in a basket in Castleball.
You fickin'...
My wife, Sabina, shall see you out.
I've no doubt Miriam O'Callaghan will see you out.
Ha!
Thank you, Your Excellency.
Dear you.
Let the games begin.
Lanzarote can't come soon enough.
Collins! the programme 37 and a quarter minutes, 26.23 seconds after 7:20 in the morning. And it's over now to Des for News and Sport. Des.
Yeah, sound a bit choked up there, Cahill. You know you can get coleslaw flavoured lozenges.
No, I didn't guess.
Anyway, bit of a low-key build-up to the Ireland-Wales Six Nations match, the Aviva tomorrow. Most of the discussion all about concussion. That's a rhyme there. Anyway, new captain Rory Best was keen to stress their concern when he spoke last night.
The Six Nations, very serious contest for all the boys, and concussion is in our heads for every game. Not actually in our heads, you know what I mean? Anyway, I brought Rob Carney with me to show that the game doesn't damage people in the way that people sort of saying that they think they might.
I drive a Audi.
Yeah. As you can see, we're seriously aware of the problem. It's not going to be an issue for this squad anyway, I can tell you.
Biscuits are our friends.
Yeah, don't like that, Rob.
Yeah, the build-up's been hampered by a poor World Cup and the fact that three in the row to Six Nations is unlikely. But anyway, Ryle Nugent is live from a very muted press pack at the Aviva.
Tommy Bell!
Not much buzz there, Ryle.
Yes, Des, we're live at the Aviva. The media gang here are so excited for this, the greatest tournament in the world this year. Well, I can literally see Bod through the glass of his BT Sports studio. Hello, Bod!
He can't hear you. Wow. He's behind the glass.
I'm so close right now, Des. Ooh. He might even see my Coca-Cola tattoo if I just take off my...
What? No, leave it on.
I've been drinking it all morning just to impress him. Des!
He's not actually the Coke ambassador anymore.
What?
Ryle, so...
When did this happen?
Yeah.
But I just...
Sorry.
It's still bleeding. Oh. Who is sponsoring him now?
I don't know. Anyway, Ryle...
Well, I'm just going to have to start drinking all of them, Des. Lucas ain't sport, no problem.
No, Ryle, just... Ryle...
Fanta!
We have to get back to the...
Ugh. Pepsi, I love it. Ugh. Oh yes, Bod, I do it for you.
Right, thanks for that, Ryle. That match is tomorrow afternoon.
That match actually starts at 3:00 post meridian Greenwich Mean Time. Test.
Right, just you really love the time, Carl. Anyway, I'll have more later.
Oh, Carcador, here we go.
Now, Jerry, whatever you do, don't be up.
Yeah, how are you doing there?
Hi there.
I did catch a smush of a road, tall and green, egg tartan of the spur, Agus.
Yeah, she doesn't speak garlic, Jerry. Huh? Cop on.
The biggest problem we have around here is the state of footpaths.
Okay, with respect, madam, we are not responsible for what was carried out on the footpaths.
What?
I have never been a member of the county council, so I never said
that you were.
Sorry, missus. He can't help it. Force of habit, you know.
All right, sorry. Yeah, well, the substantive issue here is we'd love your number one, August, your number two,
Mrs.
Uh-huh.
Well, I tell you, there's an awful lot of talk about your man, Slab.
Well, with respect, Slab Murphy is a good Republican.
But a lousy accountant.
He's an innocent pig farmer who's done a lot for the peace process through the production of bacon and the Ulster fry.
It's not just the pigs that are afraid of them.
Well, I'd have to think about it once the footpaths are taken care of. And there's pyrite in these houses as well.
Course.
The walls is all cracked up.
Right, and is it just this house?
No, it's the whole estate, so it is.
Is it the same in your other houses?
What do you mean?
Jerry.
This is the only house I have.
Okay, I don't think you understand. I mean,
Jerry.
Do you have this problem in your holiday home?
How in the name of Jerry?
I'm very sorry about this, Mrs.
Right.
Look, here's a leaflet. Thanks very much. Come on, Jerry.
Hold on, with respect. You mean to say this woman only has one house?
We have to move on, Jerry.
My goodness. Things are much worse in this country than I thought, madam.
No, what I was trying to explain to you, like,
hold on,
that...
I didn't interrupt you, so kindly no interrupting your mission. Now, the poverty of the one-home classes is very close to Sinn Féin.
But...
And we really...
Thanks, Mrs. We have to go now.
Mary Lou.
Hey, bye now.
Slan! Oh, well, maybe her driver has a holiday home.
Oh, for the love of... Anyway, we have to meet the travellers who were evicted.
Uh-huh. I presume they travelled first class. I mean, the way this government has run the country, some people are going to have to turn right going into an aeroplane.
Maybe you should sit the next one out, Jerry, yeah? Take a rest in the murk.
The Ray Darcy Show, sponsored by...
Oh, sorry, wrong button there. I don't know what's... here we go.
Sponsored by Volkswagen. If Ray Darcy was a car, he'd be a Volkswagen Jetta. popular in the 1990s.
Yay! Hello there, welcome back. Now, big news this week. News has everyone excited. You're excited, aren't you, Will?
Yeah, Ray.
That's right. Big news is that Bruce Springsteen is going to play in Croke Park.
Yay.
Hopefully not against Kildare. Just a little joke there.
What?
No, no, he'll actually be playing a concert, not a football match. Is that right, Will?
Yeah.
Good joke, though.
Move on, Ray.
And Bruce Springsteen, of course, is from New Jersey, which is very interesting because, you know, I bought a New Jersey last week and I'm wearing it now.
Oh, my God.
That was a good laugh. Yeah, 14 calories gone there. Anyway, yeah.
Come on, Ray.
New Jersey, very warm. Maybe you're wearing a jersey yourself or a cardigan. Text us and let us know. Any text there, Will?
No, 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 Ray.
I don't know. I don't know. It's RT. Machine's just probably broken or something, you know?
Yeah.
Not my fault, anyway. Should mention that to the boss. I mean, my boss, not Bruce Springsteen. People call him the boss, even though more often than not, he's not their actual employer. Yeah, yeah. Word of warning, though. No eating chips at the concerts or drinking pints. You know, you can always have fun with some quinoa and chilli. You know, it really gets me buzzing. You know, buzzing. Yeah. Or is it quinoa? How do you pronounce that, Will?
Nobody cares, Ray.
Anyway, that brings me nicely on to Operation Transformation. It's going well. It's going well, yeah. Catherine Thomas, Will. She lost any weight yet?
No, no, it's about the country losing weight, Ray.
Right, yeah. So if we chop off a bit of Kerry or lose Achill Island or something, is that
no,
it?
No, we want the people to lose a million pounds.
Right, yeah. But, you know, Enda and, like, Joan are going to be great help there, aren't they?
Oh, are they on diets or...?
No, no, they called an election.
What?
Well, from what I read, the Dáil is going to lose, you know, loads of Labour fellas, a few Fine Gael lads as well. So it's a couple of £1,000 to start with.
I don't find that funny, Ray.
Neither do I. Neither do I. But it's on the script anyway. It says pause for laughter at the end. So we will.
The Ray D'Arcy Show, sponsored by Volkswagen. Our emissions are as hard to stomach as the Ray D'Arcy Show.
I don't know.
I'm Paul Murphy from the Anti-Prosperity Alliance, People Before 6 o'clock in the evening. This government has attacked the most vulnerable in society with its neo-liberal economic policies.
Yes, that's true.
But we are fighting back.
I got another one. Yep.
The AAAPP, what is it again?
AAPP.
The AAPPB. The we believe the rich should pay more.
Just one more, I need
so that we can end the school waiting list.
Yes. Come on.
And of course, the scandal of patients on trolleys in A&D.
Bingo!
Hold on,
what's
going on? What are you shouting about?
It seems the journalists are playing Paul Murphy bingo.
That's right.
They each picked a lefty cliche, and first to get a full house wins. The trolleys clinched it for him.
Bingo!
Well, this is obviously part of a media conspiracy against me and my party involving Dennis O'Brien and the state lackeys in RTE.
Bingo!
You can listen back to Callan's Kicks on the RT Radio Player. There are hundreds of old episodes which will come in handy when you're spending days on a trolley in A&D. But that's not my fault. Talk to James Riley about that. It was like that when I got here. Coming up in part two, Ray New and the Social Democrats.
Hello there and a very good morning to you. Coming up on Marion at 11 o'clock. That thing in the papers that everyone is talking about, it has to be said. And there will be much more and loads of talk, I can tell you. Also, the awful thing that happened to that poor woman. Honestly, your heart would just go out to them. But anyway, on a more cheerful note, there will be at least two smoke breaks before midday. And if it wasn't for the weather forecast at 10 to 1, my guests would probably die for the want of oxygen, or so I'm told.
Callan's Kicks!
You are looking for a bus.
Ringer.
I've the bus ready for Westport and all downstairs. Vote one for the ringer, and I've even included number two for yourself, my great dear leader.
Pity it's printed under the bus, though.
I thought that's where you liked it, boss.
What?
Sure, aren't you always putting your own friends under the bus? Huh? John Perry still is the tire mix to prove it.
Mr. Perry's salt and bitter flavour. Shamoon. What's your election slogan this time, ringer? I put the fun in funerals.
Give the doll a ring.
Very good.
Or maybe you'll love the views off the ring of Mayo.
Oh, I'm sure you
you'll do very well, but in the spirit of our team effort in Mayo...
Oh, yes.
I thought I'd let you work from the Taoiseach's office today, and maybe for a little while...
Hang on a while there now. I've a cake sale to Kenrish and Westport Bass, a sheep dip to open in L. Oh. I've to attend a blessing of a new hall in Behola.
You've always wanted to serve in the Taoiseach's office, Michael.
Well, I did, but...
I have important duties for you. I wouldn't belittle you with menial work. To belittle, by the way, means to do someone down.
Okay, well, whatever it is, let me into it now. Fesh, there, Linda. I have to be out of here in an hour to get down to road.
I need you to do an inventory of this very office.
Sure, haven't you been inventing stuff in here for years?
I know.
Like Hermes around the ATMs.
Come on.
Minister for Diaspora. By Jesus, that was a great made-up
An inventory. It's important to be able to look the voters of Mayo in the eye and tell them I can account for every paperclip, every post-it note that their money has bought.
Well, I say what
So you're going to count all the paperclips for me?
All the...
I seem to have dropped them in that corner over there by the thousands.
Hold on a while. That'll take fucking days, weeks.
Yes, and then you can get going on the staples. They're in that corner over there. And a few thumbtacks as well. I seem to have spilled them as well, Ringer, would you believe?
But Mayo, boss, I...
Accountability and transparency is very important for me to get my number ones in Mayo.
Number two.
What's that, Ringer?
Well, in all likelihood, it'll be his number two that'll be up for grabs, because obviously his number one...
On the canvas the other night, I met a man in the recovery with two Bruce Springsteen tickets in his hand.
Jesus, it only tried to delay me even more.
He looked me in the eye, Ringer, and that look said it all. It said, Enda... You are the boss. You are born to run.
Oh, no.
These are your glory days. And by the way, you have the finest hiney in Irish politics.
Ah, come on, he didn't say that.
Oh, he did.
Come on.
And he said, what's more, I'll give you my number one. And I would give you my number two as well. But that would be immoral. And you cannot do immoral things.
Oh, no.
Unless, of course, you're a massive multinational company with a few call centre jobs to give away around Castlebar.
Up your bye.
I'm in the Kinney, Taoiseach of Ireland. I don't deal in number twos.
Except for what you do on the heads of the working people of Ireland and John Perry.
Except for the number of terms I will perform as a Fine Gael Taoiseach, and I'll be the number one man to do it. I approve this sexy message, and God bless the United States.
Hold on now, Taoiseach, come on. What about Michelle Mulhern? She'll be down in Westport hoovering up my votes, you man.
No, she's hoovering my bunker next door. Oh. The handlers want it nice and clean when I go for a rest during the leaders' debates. After that, then she has to sweep the fiscal space. Keep her occupied for a few weeks trying to find it.
Ah, the poor old mice.
Good luck now, Ringer. I'll put in a good word for you in Mayo. Huh? But I can't promise that word is broadcastable at this hour of the morning. Shamoon!
Right, so we're all clear on what we need to do. We've implemented the gender quota for ladies with our lovely, 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 lovely
boys,
my beautiful destinies, daughters. We need to grasp a nettle, seize the moment, cross the Rubicon. Oh, Queeve, are you writing this down?
I'm writing a strongly worded letter to RTE to complain about the plethora of inaccuracies.
Plethora, that's a good one. Write that down, little Mickey.
I don't know how to spell it, boss. I'm more a numbers man myself. In rebellion, it was an insult to Irish history generally and to my family in particular.
Was Thomas Clark's Langer not that big in real life then, Eamon, was it?
Look, this is supposed to be an election strategy meeting. Would you leave Thomas Clark's bits out of it, little Mickey?
Oh, Hannifin has her hand up, big Mickey. Are we going to be discussing policy at all, Micheál? It seems to me we're wasting valuable time here. Time we could be spending for the complete rehabilitation of the Fianna Fáil brand.
Plethora, little Mickey. P-L-E-T.
Micheál, you can't simply pretend that I'm not in the room.
Eamon, okay, tell me more about this rebellion, Malachi. I missed it because I was at my mindfulness through meditation class. And then I had to prepare my kale smoothie for this morning.
What do I have to do to get some?
Anyway, Queeve, was Tom Clark's Langer really disproportionate to the reality of this?
Big Mickey, the gender quota is after drinking your smoothie thing there. There. Now will you formulate policy with me, Micheál? I've drank your smoothie.
Policy? Is it policies we need now? Was it for this my grandfather fought and died for?
Big Mickey, can we not just get a song like Little Mickey Healy Ray?
What about Bad by U2? That's a good one.
That could work, Big Mickey. Like Bad, but not as bad as we used to be, and a bit better than the other shower. What do you think?
I'm not so sure. I think maybe we should go for a song that sums up the best chance certain people have to win a seat.
What would that be, Big Mickey?
How about Mary's Prayer? Going forward.
And now follows a political broadcast on behalf of the Social Democrats.
Hi, I'm Stephen Connolly.
I'm Roisin Murphy,
and I'm the leader of the Social Democrats. Sorry, Roisin. Ladies first.
Hold on, Stephen. Why should she go first? I'm a lady too, you know.
Well,
Catherine, we're all equal here.
That's true. Well, one of us is going to have to start because we're going to run out of time and lose the slot.
Well, what does our non-party party constitution say?
No, that debate was adjourned pending the decisions about lunch.
Oh. Why don't we just toss a coin to decide?
There's only two sides on it, Stephen. Oh. We could take a vote.
Okay, so after three, say the name of the person you think should start. Start. 3, 2, 1. Stephen Donnelly. Oh dear.
Ach, nicht traas je naam dan sportle des. Des. What life of the air des.
I was halfway through your there.
Ladder ach wacht nogal.
Anyway, it's a big weekend in G-Action. As our Gaelic Games correspondent Brian Carty now reports. Sorry.
Yes, indeed, Desmond. Can you believe it? In Catholic Ireland, 2016, 16 on the 2-0, GAA matches on a Saturday. Dublin will be in Blessed McHale Park to face Mayo. Mayo they will face, under lights if you don't mind. A true sign of the times, a true sign that the GAA is a shining beacon of hope and enlightenment to the entire world. If only ISIS could see these wonderful players perform heroics they will perform with their glistening bodies for the community. The world would be at peace, of that I have no doubt.
We go live now to Marty, who is he's in the northwest.
Well, tonight promises to be one hell of a night in Carrick-on-Shannon.
Yeah.
By the time the lights are dimmed after 70 minutes of action, let's just say Carrick won't be the only thing on Shannon.
Well, anyway, what match is up there, Marty? Because I just can't see anything on my notes about
it. Oh, there's no match up here, Des, and of course, there's no match for Marty in any parish, west, east or north of the Shannon.
Right.
I'm Marty, and I like to party.
Okay, thanks for that, Marty. There are other matches, Cahill, but I spilled my breakfast coleslaw on it, so I just can't read the thing.
Okay, Tess, we'll leave it there.
Actually, before I go, just a reminder that Tuesday is Pancake Tuesday.
Right, what's that got to do with sport?
Oh, no, nothing. It's just that you can put coleslaw into pancakes, but you have to you spread it evenly, or else it'll looks like kind of a hat.
All right, we'll leave it there, Tess.
Coleslaw hat. Not a bad idea.
Hi, my name is Lucinda Creighton, leader of Renew.
And I'm Eddie Hobbs, leader of Eddie Hobbs.
I'm the leader of a party with TDs like Billy Timmins, who sound like the name of a simpleton from a children's book, and Terence Flanagan, who may in fact be a simpleton who would freeze if he had to read a children's book on the radio.
I am not a TD. I'm Eddie Hobbs.
Lucinda is from the old Irish word for blonde lady with frilly collars.
Hobbs is an ancient Cork name that means, do you want your photo taken with me?
The latest polls show that we are on course to take part in the next election. You can see our satisfaction rating is very high. It's in that huge bar chart marked others. We are the apostrophe in the word others.
There is no apostrophe in the word others.
Precisely. I will be a candidate in Dublin Bay South.
And I will be available for photo ops and publicity. You know, I had my own series, Rip Off Republic, on the telly there about 10 years ago.
It's 11 years now, and I thought you knew about numbers. Luckily, I know about policies, and our policies are fairness, entrepreneurs, housing, giving out about Dennis O'Brien and staring off into the middle distance in Sunday Independent photographs.
The value of Renew may fall as well as falter. Take advice from a broker, even any owl legion of the street, before investing your vote in Renew. Renew is not associated with the Progressive Democrats because they were progressive.
But we are confident that we will eventually be just as good as the PDs because it is a party that no longer exists.
What? Anyway, Renew. Whatever.
Good morning and hello again. Now, as we reach the end of the programme, it's time for me to mention the other candidates who I didn't have time to fill it this week. In the North Roscommon, South Leitrim, Outer Mayo, Central, South, Southwest, Galway constituency, our Turlough McGuilla SP of the Anti-Pylon Pro-Shannon Drainage Bovine Equality Party, Arnold Fotheringay O'Carroll of the Anti-Archaeology and Pro-Free Education for Atheist Immigrants Party, Angela Normal Partridge of the Green, Blue, Pink and Anti-Colour Discrimination Alliance, and Mick O'Neill of the No Tax for Mick O'Neill campaign. And next week, we'll be talking to candidates Max Banks of the Austerity Alliance and Pubert Venezuela of People Before Property. Good morning.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Dobbo and it's almost wine o'clock. Well, it's a bit early to talk about wine, but it's never too early for a gin and tonic. I'm Dobbo, and with all the surprise, fanfare and excitement of a slowly deflating balloon, the general election is finally here. The politicians start as they meant to go on, with senior figures in almost all of the major parties immediately declining to talk about things. Micheál Martin dodged apologising again for blowing up the economy, Gerry Adams refusing to talk about Thomas Slab Murphy. Leo Varadkar says he can't remember Joan Burton suggesting it might be a good idea to hire a few doctors in the health service, and Enda Kenny didn't want to explain his economic policy, as most people aren't smart enough to understand it. This from a man whose only experience in economics is managing to be eligible for three pensions at once. What a shining paragon of honesty and intelligence our political class truly is. Meanwhile, in the UK, David Cameron and Boris Johnson's enthusiasm to have a Brexit, a British exit from the EU, seems to have suddenly gone cold, presumably after their chums in the city pointed out that the city would be a lot smaller if it wasn't in the EU. Scottish independence campaigners have complained about the referendum titled Brexit, saying if their independence referendum had been known as Sexit, it might have been more attractive to the Scots after a few whiskies. Right, it's 5 to 11, and the only political debate I'm interested in is whether a new or old world red would go best with my Chateaubriand at lunchtime. The news has ended. Go in peace to love and serve your margaritas, and go back to sleep, Ireland.